Hey y'all, my name's Marie and welcome to Entrepreneur Honestly. This is the first episode of the show. This is where we talk honestly about what it's like being an entrepreneur, freelancer, small business owner. This is your place to talk about your own wins, your own losses, and just have a space for honestly what it is like being an entrepreneur. So I have my own podcast production company, Annery Productions, and I realized just how much inner work really goes into having your own business and just all the hard but rewarding lessons that also go into it. And I really wanted to create a space for that. So today I wanted to tell you my story. My story is probably one you can relate to before you started your own business or if you actually feel that way right now. And frankly, I was really, really lost. And I think that's a feeling we all can relate to when we just don't know what we're doing in life, especially career-wise. It's an awful feeling, honestly. So I'm going to tell you my story, and it is, I think, personally a dramatic one, but it will help you realize how far I've come and how far you can go too. So I used to live in LA. I lived there for 6 years, and it is one of the most expensive cities in the world to live in. And that's the place I chose to go to after college. It's just not a place you want to feel lost in financially or career-wise. So I spent 6 years, all 6 years, broke, like completely broke. I just could not figure it out. And it wasn't like I wasn't working. If anything, I was working my ass off. I was constantly having three jobs. I worked in multiple restaurants. I worked in so many bars. I worked in hotels. And then I also worked for this really, really sweet Iranian family doing interior design. Why did I do that? Like, I was just throwing sticks at the wall. Like, I was trying anything. I even worked in corporate, which some of you might be working in now. And I don't know how you felt about it, but I was freaking miserable. What I did like about it was going from restaurants is I loved that I didn't have mysterious food smeared all over me. I loved that I wasn't anxious serving seven tables and having all these people yelling at you and the chef yelling at you and having to run around and run around and around. I wasn't like having to cry in the freaking freezer when I was overwhelmed. I also could go to the bathroom whenever I wanted to. I could eat whenever I wanted to. Like, those are things, if you work in a restaurant, you know that's a luxury. Just, I can't even tell you how nice that was when I worked in a corporate office. So that was great. Loved it. I actually really loved the job. And honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I was damn good at it. I was really good at it, actually. I loved it, but I wasn't okay with the idea that it was corporate. And I didn't love the suffocating fact that I was making $17 an hour, which I know, I don't know where y'all live in the world, but that is not okay in Los Angeles. That is not an okay wage to live off of in Los Angeles. It was a 2-hour commute, 1 hour there plus and 1 hour back. So I could not have a second job. I worked in an office for the first time when I was working in restaurants where we would talk about everything. Nothing was off the fucking hook. I knew everyone's sex lives. I knew everyone's drama. And I went from that to an office where everyone was just like, how was your weekend? Like, oh my God, I couldn't handle that alone. And then I also didn't love the idea that I had a fixed pay and I had to wait to be promoted. Like, at least in restaurants, you make tips, right? And the worst part to me was that I could only have vacation if I saved up time and asked off and it was approved, which I feel like is a lot of the situations that some of y'all might be in if you still work in that life. So that was crazy to me. And I started binging like travel podcasts and adventure podcasts. And I feel like that was just a big sign of like, oh my God, this is not okay for me. It honestly made me a pretty miserable worker. I was complaining a lot to coworkers very openly. I didn't give a fuck. I was cutting up all the time. I was doing my own podcast stuff at work. And all the while, though, I was getting my stuff done. I was actually really good at my job. But my boss specifically hated me. And I really didn't like her either because she lied and said that this was me a remote job so that I could work a second job. Then she said it was in the office. So we didn't like each other. But she couldn't fire me because I was actually really good at my job. But this is what happens when you're not in a good situation and you don't change it. Things start to show up physically. So I lost so much hair. I started gaining weight because I spent most of my day sitting in an office chair or commuting. I actually got an insane rash on my back. I think from just like sitting a lot, but also just stress. like stress of just the money, of like not having money and then working this job where I was like felt suffocated. And I am going to admit this because, again, this podcast is called Entrepreneur. Honestly, I started that job with a savings, like a really good amount of savings. I left that job with no savings and I had credit card debt because I couldn't afford to live. I only took the job because I was promised it was a remote job so I could work a second job. So it's really hard to admit that, like, why didn't I stop earlier? But I felt this pressure that I was doing the right thing, you know, being in corporate. I finally left the restaurant thing. I was doing good, but man. Yeah. So just a little, just being honest right there. It's all what the podcast is about. So finally, one day I fucking quit. My boss and me were both relieved. I'm so sure. And I also stopped lying to myself. So still felt really, really lost. But you know, I just went back into my comfort zone. I went back to restaurants. That's where I can cut up at work and I make really, really good friends and meet so many cool people. So that is always a good savior and space for me. So I went back into restaurants. But I do have an eating disorder. I feel like that's such a harsh thing to say, but I deal with, I have a past of binge eating and I have body dysmorphia and I also have a past of not eating at all. So being around food is not good for me, like in a space where I have to be. So that wasn't good. This was definitely just a temporary plan, but I still know where to go from here. You know, what I wanted to do, who I want to work with, who I want to work for. I did not even think about working for myself. So this is where I truly believe that if you don't make a move, the universe will make the move for you. And I don't know if you've experienced this in your life, but when the universe makes a move for you, it is a dramatic one. So that whole year, I knew I needed to leave LA. I really wanted to travel. I really wanted freedom. I really was tired of being broke and losing money. I just was exhausted, like exhausted. But I loved my life in LA. I still love it, honestly. I had a huge group of friends everywhere I went. Always at the beach, always camping, always traveling. I had the coolest apartment ever. And this is important to describe my apartment because it will relay later in the story. I had a sick fucking apartment, y'all. So I lived on a rooftop. And when I say that, I mean like literally they created a unit on a rooftop and I had no neighbors. There were no buildings higher than me, but I could see downtown in the Hollywood Hills. So I threw the most banging freaking parties. I could walk around naked all the time. Like I did anything I wanted to do up there. It was the greatest. It was in a horrible neighborhood though. So after 2 or 3 years of living there, loved it. First 2 years, nothing happened. But that last year, really, really chaotic things started to happen. Some kids started breaking into the roof up there. One time I woke up and there were police and firemen all over the roof, waking me up, a woman screaming and another woman throwing up blue because she had overdosed on the roof. Again, I didn't leave. I was still locked in. And then came the bed bugs. 2 days before my birthday, 2 days before we were going to Mexico City, I found bed bugs in my house. And I was like, how the fuck do I have bed bugs, but I don't have any neighbors? How is this possible? But I didn't have time to figure that math problem out. All I knew is I had to get rid of the bed bugs and I had to go to Mexico City in 2 days with a bunch of people staying in an Airbnb. I just had to figure the situation out. And I don't know if you've had bed bugs, but it's the worst thing ever. Then it all came crashing down one day. So I came home from work around 12 a.m. I walked down my sketch ass street with my taser. I made it all the way up 4 flights of stairs up to my house. I opened the door. I put my taser away. I felt safe. And then I saw a figure. A male figure on the roof sitting in front of my door. He didn't attack me, but he was sitting there. And it's 12 a.m. and it is midnight on the roof. And I screamed my head off. Short story, they never found the guy. Police didn't give a fuck. They did not help me. And I immediately moved out of my apartment and I left LA. I left the place that I loved, but I was like, what else could be next? The universe is now screaming at me that I need to go. So I really, again, felt lost, didn't really know what to do. And my best friend of 17 years, Danny, she has an open room in Nashville. And she said I could come stay with her for like 6 months till I kind of figure my stuff out. So I went there. I started this really shitty restaurant job in Nashville. I was not making any money. I wasn't even a server. I was a busser. And I just went from being like a server at a 5-star restaurant. Like it was also a sign from the universe. This is not part of my life anymore. Restaurants aren't part of my life. But I was like, well, where do I go from here? You know, I don't want to keep working in restaurants and just, I don't know. And if you're working restaurants, I'm not trying to shame it. It just was not a part of my life anymore. I just couldn't have it be a part of my life. It was really bad for my eating disorders and stuff. And just, I wanted something else. And I knew I wanted to travel. So then I saw an Instagram post about a free masterclass from a girl named Krista. Her Instagram is at Christabella Travels. And her program is called the Digital Nomad Life Academy. And she was talking about how you become a digital nomad and you can travel the world by working on your laptop. And I've heard of this and I've seen so many influencers do it. But it was a free hour of my time to watch her masterclass. So I was like, fuck it. Sure, I'll join. And she gave away so much information. And honestly, it was just a vibe check. I mean, every inch of my body was like, I need to invest in this program. And she really just teaches you how to start your own business. Like, the being the digital nomad is like the frame of work she works with. She likes to teach people how to travel after they learn how to start a business. But she's really adamant that working a remote job isn't going to help you in the long run unless you're extremely passionate about the remote job. But you don't actually have the full freedom you want. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, as a freelancer, you can set your schedule, your time, your money, anything you want. So here's the thing though. Her program was $6,000. Me, in debt from LA, me working as a busser at a restaurant that didn't pay me anything, I was only making $1,600 a month. Now, she had a payment plan where I could pay her $1,200 till June. So I started this in January. I'm sure a lot of y'all were like, oh my God, what are you doing? This is such a high risk. Like, you know, she could be a scammer. There's all that possibilities, but I just felt it in my body. I was like, this just feels so right. So I bought her program. I spent $1,200 a month to pay her. And then I had exactly $400 for exactly everything I need. Like anything, food, gas, anything I need. And I worked my fucking ass off. Every single day I worked my ass off towards her program, building my business. It was 6 months of just true transformation, especially like the mental work that goes into it, which I feel like if you're an entrepreneur, you know the mental work that goes into it. And there were times I actually had so many mental breakdowns. One time I couldn't afford, like I only had enough money for food, but I couldn't get to the grocery store because I had no money for gas. And I had to borrow money from friends. And Dani let me stay at her house for 6 months for free while I built my business. And it was such a freaking risk. It was such a risk. And I would say about 4 months in, everything kind of clicked about how you get clients, how to get the right clients, how to charge the right amount. Like everything started clicking around 4 months. And then I booked my first client at $3,000 a month. That was more than I was making in LA. That was just one client. And it just blew my mind. And then by May, I made all my money back from the investment that I put in. And then by June, I was in Europe. Like, oh my God. And I don't think I could have done it without her program, straight up. So like, if you are curious about her program, I swear by it. I absolutely swear by it. A, check out her podcast. I'm actually the editor. Hello. But it's called Digital Nomad Life Academy. Just check out her podcast if you want to learn about her program. But also, like, if you want to DM me about it, or if you actually want to see the program, I'll give you the link. And you can, if you mention my name, you'll get like way ahead in the spots, because she only accepts like very certain amount of clients each season. And she wants a very personal program. So long story short, if you want to learn more about her, just message me. My email, I just created this email, but it's honestlypodcastshow@gmail.com. Just email me there. I don't have an Instagram just yet. And all of this will be in the show notes too. But if you mention my name personally, if you actually want to join the program, you'll be for sure guaranteed to be into the program, because she only accepts so much. Okay, long story short, that's how I started my business. After like 6 months, I did it. I really did it. So if you are someone who was wanting to start a business, it is a lot of hard work. I really, really recommend a coach. Two, if you already have a business, you know how much mindset is everything. So that's why I wanted to have this podcast, because I feel like there's a lot of hard lessons we need to be talking about when it comes to being an entrepreneur, a freelancer, a small business owner. And all the mindset changes that have to go into it. And I would really personally love to hear your wins. So if you ever have a business win, I would love to hear it. Again, my email is honestlypodcastshow@gmail.com. A, tell me your win. B, tell me your business and I'll shout you out, because I'm all about shouting out each other. You know, I really believe that we all come up together. So again, I will have Krista's Instagram for you below. I'll have her podcast. And if you email me that you're interested in just maybe hearing her masterclass or hearing about her program, I can get that set up for you, because life changing. But yeah, just wanted to, in the first episode, really tell you my story so you can really realize how far I have come and how far I have to go. You know, I'm actually in a business struggle right now, which I'll get into in other episodes. But I just really wanted you to know my background and to know that I worked my ass off to get to this point. And just for you to know, like, out there, like, no one has like the perfect story. Like, everyone has a really, really probably intense struggle story that they've had to go through to get to where they are. And if you are wanting to be an entrepreneur or a freelancer, like, it's so worth it. It is so worth it if you're ready to put in the emotional work. So this is it for the first episode. How things will go. Most episodes will be really, really short, like 5-10 minutes, where I'm going to really break down very specific things about being an entrepreneur. Now, I'm starting this podcast at a time where I've been in my business for a year. So I'm still a baby entrepreneur. So you're going to be hearing my journey of all the lessons I'm learning now, or I have learned in the past year. I'm actually about to learn about what taxes are like. So I'll have all that stuff for you there. And I'm going to break them down into bingeable 5, 10, 15 minute episodes that you can just binge. I'm going to have other entrepreneurs on who are in the same kind of scale as me, where they're still learning a lot. Because I really think it's important to learn from people who are at the same rate as you too. It is really not encouraging sometimes to hear people who are 5, 10, 15 steps ahead of you, because it feels too far and you can't relate with them. I'm going to have entrepreneurs at every single level. Very, very beginner entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs at my level, entrepreneurs the level before me. And then I really would love to have entrepreneurs who are very, very successful to come on. And those are going to be really good people who are going to do tips. So welcome to the podcast. I'm excited y'all are listening, and I'm excited to hear about your wins. And I honestly believe we can do it. I feel like that's a cheesy tagline, but that's what we're going to go with today. If you like the sound of this podcast, that's because it was produced by me, Marie, with my company, Annery Productions. I help businesses triple their sales funnels, tell their story, and get them in front of their ideal client through podcasting. Check out the show notes below for a free discovery call where we can strategize and brainstorm to see if your business is a great fit to uplevel through podcasting. And if you already have a podcast, great, that's even better. Let's brainstorm to see if we can take it to the next level. Details will be in the show notes.